We've had a look at the course. It's, as usual, different direction, but have you been major tweaks, or is it just sort of variations on a theme?
You should know me by now, yeah. Rupert. Major tweaks, yeah. I don't think you can even call them tweaks. We sort of rip out and start again, really, so it has a very different feel to it, and there's some very different questions on it that the riders will not have met before. You know, so it'll be an interesting day.
Can you single out any ones that you've given it the major tweak? And there are a couple out there I think you have in mind.
Certainly, Giuseppe's Pond at the top. We jump into that in the other direction, and we've built a big step with a waterfall on the back of that. So that's really good. And then on from there, we're not using... So we've only got two waters on it this year, and we're actually using the open ditch, but without having... made the banks up so that they're really so that the bank runs down into the ditch and up the far side, so it'll give you a very unpredictable jump over the top of it, and then two very big corners out and into that. So that would be a really interesting question.
And with it not being a world championship year or an Olympic year, does that mean you know the quality of the field that you raise the level of questions, or is it not the way you operate?
A five star is five star, but this direction is much harder work on the horses. It goes back to much more cross-country based horse, because it in the other direction the ground is quite flat on the way out, so it allows your horses to settle into a really nice rhythm to start with, whereas this direction it shifts them off their rhythm early. So just that in its own I think affects the level of the course and almost pushes it up a little bit. And yeah, we do know that we're going to get a very good field when it's not an Olympic year or World Championship year. The people are the riders are more prepared to run their horses. I mean, for a lot of people, a badminton win would rank up there with an Olympic gold medal. So I think it has value to them.
And for you, I mean, as a cross cut, you don't want it to be a dressage competition. Is that always... And clearly at the moment, that seems to... it's not like that at the moment. The course is presenting the kind of challenges that you want it to.
I did a course walk with Sam Watson yesterday from Equa Ratings, and he came up with a really interesting statistic that since I've been designing the last 2 years, nobody had ever finished on their dressage score. And I was really quite proud of that. I think that's a good statistic, actually. It brings cross-country back into the core of what our sport is. People who event don't go because the show jumping is particularly bright colours or the dressage arena is particularly flat. They go to run cross-country. And I think if the cross-country can stay at the core of our sport, we have a good sport.
And from a spectator point of view, when you're designing, you know you've got to have sort of areas where people can see a lot happening. That's the nature. And this park lends itself to that.
For sure. I think that that spectator experience is very important. And the TV experience is very important, that there are areas where you can see lots of fences and you can see the story unfold in front of you. I think the old days, even at lower level events, the old days when you used to go and you were the owner of a horse and you watched it jump the first two fences and it disappeared out into the countryside and came back 5 minutes later and jumped the last fence, and then you had to ask the rider what happened, that's gone a little bit. I think even at the lower levels, that experience where you stand in one place and there's a good chunk of the course you can see is very important.
And for you, so excited about what you're creating?
Absolutely. I think it'll be a thrilling year.